This is from the Bhagavatam. Book 11, chapter 7 to 9. Yadu asked, "What is the source of wisdom which enables you, young and able-bodied, to be immune to sensual attraction and to wander about like a child, a madman or a ghost?" The ascetic said, "My awakened intelligence received wisdom from 24 gurus, earth, air, sky, water, fire, moon, sun, dove, boa constrictor, sea, moth, bee, elephant, bird, deer, fish, the courtesan, pingala, osprey, infant, young girl, maker of arrows, snake, spider and wasp." All these were the gurus. "Earth taught me forbearance on being trodden upon. Air taught me how to be free from taint whilst moving amongst objects of this world. The self is all-pervading and unchanging, like the sky or space. It is not changed by forms appearing or disappearing. Like water, the yogi should be transparent, sweet and pure. Like fire, he should burn all impurities and know that, like fire, reality is hidden by appearance. The waxing and waning of the moon revealed that birth and death are not of the self. The sun vaporizes water and later showers it as rain without becoming involved in either. Such should be the yogi's activity. I once saw two doves with their offspring living in a tree. When a hunter caught the young ones and their mother in a net, the male also jumped into it and was caught. From this dove I learned that attachment is blinding darkness. The earth with its tree and mountains taught me that life is for unselfish and humble service of all. Air as life breath taught me to be content with the necessities of the moment, that life is for living and not for sensual enjoyment, so that whilst one should not starve to death, neither should one live to eat. Like fire, the yogi who is full of light is not affected by any impurities he might come into contact with. And like fire, the yogi's true nature is sometimes manifest and sometimes hidden, and he is worshipped by all. Sensual pleasure and its attendant pain are experienced in both heaven and hell. Hence, the wise one does not desire it. Like the python, one should be content with what comes unsought. A man of renunciation should be peaceful, calm, unfathomable, impenetrable, and unaffected by the currents of likes and dislikes. Just as the ocean remains the same whether the rivers that flow into it are full or dry, so the ascetic should remain serene whether he gets one thing or its opposite. As a moth falls into the fire and dies, so the foolish man is attracted by the appearance of a woman, thereby committing spiritual suicide. As a bee sits lightly on a flower and collects the nectar without injuring the flower, so the ascetic should gather alms from people without troubling them. Also, just as the bee collects nectar from different flowers to make honey, so the wise man should gather wisdom from several sources and make it his own. On the contrary, however, unlike the bee, he should avoid hoarding, otherwise he will perish like a bee caught by the apiarist. A mendicant should avoid all contact with women. See how a male elephant is caught because of his desire for the female. A mendicant should not listen to vulgar songs, for the deer falls a prey to music. Playing in the company of women, sage Rishyashringa became a victim of lust. Of all senses, the hardest to control is the sense of taste. He who controls it easily controls all other senses. There was a certain courtesan named Pingala. One evening, she adorned herself attractively and sat outside her house, waiting for wealthy patrons. Vainly and anxiously, she walked to and fro until by midnight she was tired and dejected. Without experiencing disgust, one will not renounce body consciousness. Without wisdom, one will not give up the sense of possession. Pingala said to herself, I am fortunate that my foolish hopes have been thwarted, and even more fortunate that at such a time at my heart and mind turned towards the Lord. Alas, I have wasted a lot of time running after foul matter clothed in skin and conventionally described as man. To them I have sold my body. All I gained was a little money and a lot of suffering. From now on, I shall only take refuge in the Lord, the beloved of all beings. Thus resolved, Pingala gave up her life of vice and hope. She attained a state of hopelessness, which alone is supreme bliss. Just as a powerful osprey will attack a weaker one which has meat in its mouth, so people harass a man who possesses worldly objects. The weak osprey will drop the meat and fly happily away. So should a man renounce worldly objects and attain peace. Like a child, I am free from desire for honor, cares and anxieties. It is only the innocent child and the childlike sage who are happy in this world. A young girl was attending to guests who had come to her with a marriage proposal. While she was husking paddy, the bangles on her arms made an unseemly noise. The girl broke them one by one to prevent the noise. Two bangles still made some noise, but when she had only one on each arm, there was peace. From this I learned that where many are gathered, there is chaos. Where two are gathered, there is gossip. It is preferable, therefore, that one should remain alone. One should develop concentration by controlling the breath, holding a steady posture, by dispassion and steady practice. There must be no dullness. The arrow maker was so absorbed in his task that he did not notice the king and his retinue pass by. Our concentration should be like that. Like a snake, the mendicant should live in dwellings abandoned by others, so as not to waste time building his own. Just as the spider projects the web from itself and later withdraws it again into itself, so the Lord creates the universe and later withdraws it into himself. He alone is the reality. Whatever one contemplates with all one's being, so verily one becomes. Even as a larva, when stung by a wasp, thinks constantly of the wasp and becomes a wasp. All these lessons have I learned from my preceptors. I also learned many things from my body, which belongs to others and not to me. During his life, a man is tormented by the senses, dragging him in different directions, and his possessions possessing him. Then, after sowing the seeds for his future life, he dies. Yet, it was in man that the Lord was well pleased, after he had created all things. It is only in man that there is the ability to realize the self. It is this faculty alone, it is his faculty alone, and to this end has he taken human birth. Firm knowledge is not gained from one guru alone. The song of the self is sung variously by different sages.